This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations here in Tampa, Florida. We are a nationally syndicated show heard on the GCN Live radio network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, and we're also heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas right now to us, and we want to thank them for their service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for the great job you do keeping all of us free and safe. And to those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the security, and the construction workers too, thank you for what you do out there keeping everything moving along. And don't forget to go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, click on the USCCA logo that's right there to register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. Joining us right now, 7 minutes past the hour, here's Ms. Rosemary. Hey, kiddo.
Hi, Captain. Hi, everybody. Yeah, I have a message, but I'm probably going to have to make it a two-nighter. There's just not, it's a very important message because it's so synonymous to what we're going through, what our poor president's going through right now and trying to get a wall. Nehemiah, a lot of you have heard of him, maybe you haven't. Nehemiah was a wall builder, one of the best. And in his time, wow, he was like President Trump. He absolutely, what happened was, and I probably will have to finish this tomorrow night, so, you know, because some of you may not get time to read the book of Nehemiah. I read the entire book thoroughly last Saturday. So, and it has to do with the not only the wall building, illegal immigration, the whole bit. It goes through everything. So if you don't get a chance to read that, I'll probably finish this tomorrow night. And then I'm going to do a special blessing for you people in that weather. So, okay, Nehemiah was from Judah, and in history he lived actually in a palace because he worked for the king. But he found out that his in Jerusalem, back in Jerusalem, it had been torn apart, ravaged. The walls were broken down. There was no safety for anybody, and the gates had been broken because they were in captivity and everything like that. Well, he heard about it, and he wept and prayed and fasted. I mean, this bothered him because it was his people. Here he was living fine, you know. So he went to the king and begged the king to let him go to Judah with a letter of permission to the governors. You see, it was a lot harder back then to give him the things he needed and allow him to rebuild the walls around Jerusalem and repair the burned gates for protection of the Jews. And by the way, genealogy, keeping away, the whole thing fell into the picture. That's why it's such a long book to read. It's a long story, but it's so well done. I don't know if they ever made a movie on Nehemiah. Some of you may know. I don't get to, but they sure should, because this is quite a story about building. And for our president, this man was just like our president. I mean, he just knew this had to be done. So he scanned the place secretly. Now, you talk about enemies. You talk about Nancy Pelosi. Oh, no. He had people wanting to kill him. Because, you know, they were enemies. So he had to have security. And he did get his tools. And he and his friends somehow knew they had to build almost in secretly because of the fact they had so many trying to kill him. I mean, you talk about a rough job of getting this done. And we're talking about the entire city now. And later, by the way, because I'll probably not get to say this, I love the way they even kept gatekeepers and kept people out of there by watching, having them, they had to show their papers. I'll tell you, this is like America. I mean, things we need to do that they did back then. And anyway, That's a long story how he gets into that, but they do do it. So each person was told, given a different part of the wall to build. By the way, when you read it, you're just amazed. I just reread it. You're just amazed at how he knew how to do all this and how everybody, teamwork. It took teamwork. And you talk about enemies, they tried to kill him, so they had to give the people special weapons to protect themselves there. It was that bad. So if you think it can't be done, we can't build a wall. Are you kidding me? Read Nehemiah and tell me we can't get a wall built. What's wrong here? I read it again today. I cried. Okay, so in 52 days, the wall was completed around the entire, and I saw a picture of Jerusalem, entire city. The gates were repaired, and a guard was always to be on duty. You know why? To check the papers of anybody not supposed to be in there, illegals. So, you know, and that's about all the time I have to put on, but I'm going to tell you, it could make a whole, you got to read the book. Well, you don't really. You just need to know. It can be done. He did it back then. And by the way, when it was completed, it was so interesting to me that thousands of Jews allowed to return. They had a safe place, and the papers were checked. Illegals, what we would call illegals now, were not allowed in. Not illegals. No, no. If you were from another nation, tried to sneak in, it wouldn't happen. He had it. Why I chose this, and I probably should have put this on air a long time ago, but it, because of the fact that it's exactly what we need. We cannot let illegals, legals, yes, but not illegals in. So, and they had a way, they did it. So you might want to read that book. And for our president, I'm telling you, I agree. We've got to do something. And if they could do it with the enemies all surrounding them trying to actually kill them, then you know what? What is wrong here? We have got to get some kind of protection. You know, Captain, I believe we got people coming our way now trying to get in here as we speak. So we have got to do it. I'm praying, and let's just work as a team, and let's pray we'll get this together. And Nancy Pelosi, if any of you all are listening, come on, get with it. This is our country. We have to protect it. Thank you so much, Captain. I'll talk to you again tomorrow night.
All righty. And by the way, there has been a lot of discussion about this, and there's even been some editorials that have been written out on the internet about Nehemiah and the history behind him, and how the wall enters into the mixture here, because this is all already set forth in biblical scripture. So think about that as we go along into the break. And by the way, we'll be right back with more. And I got I'm going to tell you about Kevin McCarthy. I'll bet you have not heard this at all, but Kevin McCarthy came up with a way to not have a shutdown again.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike. And by the way, there is no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent than right now. You can get a great rate with a personal touch, and you can ask about insurance for more than just your car, too, because your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, and RV. They even help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years and is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. So all you have to do is go to GEICO.com. That's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. I'll spell it again, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, to find out more about the great insurance programs that they have there for all kinds of things that you own. Okay. Chuck Todd was talking to Kevin McCarthy, and you want to know how not to have a shutdown again? Listen to this.
Let's talk about this in 3 weeks.
Yes.
When I think you guys passed something that keeps the government open, I'm guessing you guys don't have, you don't want to go through another government shutdown. A bunch of senators want to basically make it impossible to shut down the government, create, Senator Portman's got a bill, Senator Warner's got a bill, but all of them is basically never to cancel a paycheck again for a non-political appointee. Will you support something like that?
Yeah, but I'll go further. You want to know how you'll never have a shutdown again? Let's not pay the members of Congress and Senate.
That's the Mark Warner bill.
That's the
and
bill.
The White House,
that's
right?
The
and
bill I will
all
put
political
in.
Staff.
That's the amendment the I would offer. Because this only harms others. But think about this. The president offered 4 different reasonable attacks. Mm-hmm. The Speaker Pelosi, then leader, has the record for the longest speech on the floor, more than 8 hours.
Yeah.
Just 1 year ago, next month, about DACA. He took 2 issues that are a problem, and he wanted to solve it. Today, you're trying to celebrate and say Speaker Pelosi is some type of winner in this?
Yeah.
No, that means status quo. That goes against everything we know and we want for America. We want to find common ground and solutions.
Did you hear that? That is absolutely, positively spot on. Thank you, Kevin McCarthy. And he's a Republican. Absolutely, positively. Now, he also had something else to say about the shutdown deal. And here it is.
And joining me now is the House Republican leader, Congressman Kevin McCarthy of California. Congressman, welcome back to Meet the Press.
Chuck, thanks for having me back.
All right. On day one of the shutdown, the president had a deal in front of him that was essentially a continuing resolution for 3 weeks. No wall. That's the deal he agreed to on day 35. What was accomplished?
Well, nobody likes to go into a shutdown, but the one thing I would see, especially if you're looking at winners and losers, I don't know why someone would celebrate a status quo. I watched the president in every one of these meetings offer a reasonable solution. I watched then-leader Pelosi spend a new historical time on the floor of the House, 8 hours talking about DACA. We don't have the DACA solution solved when we could have. We still have a problem at the border. We don't have that solved. And now we've got 3 more weeks to go. I watched Speaker Pelosi sit there and would not negotiate with anything. So I give President Trump a lot of credit. He put the American people before politics. He said, if you want to
negotiate... After 35 days.
No, he did.
For 35 days, though, what did he get?
Well, I'm not celebrating getting something because what people are celebrating saying Speaker Pelosi is strong because she got status quo. That's not what the country wants. Country wants to find common ground. The president made 4 different offers. It was Speaker Pelosi who said I wouldn't talk about anything. So when you think about 35 days, we've got 35 days of Speaker Pelosi not negotiating. And the president finally said, this is too much. If you say you'll do something else, I'll open it up so the federal workers will be paid. Right. And let's see where you'll go in 3 weeks.
Now, that, again, is Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy is a minority leader. He's a Republican. So far, I agree with everything he's had to say. Now, we got one more little blast here, so let's see what this is. Kevin McCarthy right now.
Well, that was her stance. She'll negotiate after you open up the government.
No, her stance was not $1 for a wall. We're not going to do anything. That it's immoral. And I don't believe that's where her members are as well. Because if you listen to her own chair of agriculture said, give Trump the money. Her chairman of armed services says walls work. Even her number two says walls are not immoral. She is out of step with her own base.
In 3 weeks.
Yes.
The president is unlikely to... I mean, do you really believe you're going to get a grand compromise that somehow Democrats will trade something temporary for something permanent? A permanent structure for temporary relief for some of these folks. Do you really believe that'll happen in 3 weeks?
Well, if Democrats have always in the past voted for some barrier, and now they're not going to because it's being offered by President Trump, that's politics. That means we'd still have a crisis at our border. If in 3 weeks... They said before, if you open it up, then we'll negotiate. They won't. They're the ones causing the problem. They have changed the course of what they voted for in the past. Speaker Pelosi had voted for a wall and barrier. Schumer had voted for a wall and barrier. But now they will not because it's President Trump. I think that's wrong.
Now I'm going to switch over to Mick Mulvaney, who is the acting chief of staff, chief of staff, and he also is the financial guy with Donald Trump. Now listen to what he had to say about all this.
He also threatened an emergency declaration and used money that's already appropriated to build the wall. OMB, which you used to head and still officially do, has been looking around for pots of money. How much money did you find to build a wall?
More than $5.7 billion. Okay. The president told us several months ago to try and find money in every nook and cranny. He told every member of the cabinet to do the exact same. OMB's been working on this for several months now, and there's a lot more than $5.7 billion. It's still better, John, to get it through legislation. That's the right way to do it. But at the end of the day, the president is going to secure the border one way or another.
So when the president comes to you and says, Mick, should I declare an emergency if you don't get money for a wall and you don't want to shut down the government, would you recommend he do that? Because it would certainly almost immediately be enjoined by the courts and most likely a court in the jurisdiction of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and that could be playing his last card.
We're just as aware of all of those contingencies as you just laid out as everybody else is. So if there's ways we can do it to try and mitigate those risks, we certainly will. There are some pots of money that are easier to get to than to others. So, again, this is not something we're shooting on from the hip. We've been working on this for months. We have been hoping for months to do it through legislation with Democrats because that's the right way for the government to function. But at the end of the day, the president's commitment is to defend the nation, and he'll do it either with or without Congress.
Now, I believe the president is going to be forced to declare a state of emergency. And I think that he's going to be okay. Now, yeah, the Democrats will turn right around and challenge him.
They really will. And then on top of everything else, let's try to figure out what this guy is all about, because here is Marco Rubio, and boy, I'm telling you, he threw a monkey wrench into the works.
You have said you're opposed to the national emergency option. In 3 weeks, though, I know you guys have no appetite on either side of the aisle for another shutdown. So if that's the only way to keep the government funded, he goes national emergency, how defiant are you on this option? Will you fight the president on this or not?
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea. I think it would be a terrible idea. I hope he doesn't do it.
But would you fight him on it?
Either. Sure, because I think that it's important. Look, I don't think we'll have to fight, because I'm not sure they'll end up doing that. I know it's an option they've looked at, but now you're at the mercy of a district court somewhere, and ultimately an appellate court, so it really may not even withstand if you look at some of the other rulings we've seen. The other is the precedent that it sets, and it's just not a good precedent to set in terms of action. It doesn't mean that I don't want border security. I do. I just think that's the wrong way to achieve it. It doesn't provide certainty, and you could very well wind up in sort of a theatric victory at the front end and then not getting it done. I think the best way to do it is to have a law passed that funds border security so we know it's going to happen.
Okay. A law passed. And what do you think the chances of that are? How about slim to none? How about slim to none? Now, let's see if I can get this in before the break. I'm going to try.
All right, so the president was asking for $5.7 billion. The vice president took to Congress day after Christmas an offer of, I think it was, $2.4 billion. Are you stuck on the 5.7, or will you take less than that?
I think the president wants his $5.7 billion. Keep in mind, why is that number? It's not a number that's made up. It's what the experts have told him. He's listened to DHS. I've been in on the meetings. He's listened to CBP. He's listened to ICE. We have identified the top 17 highest priorities in terms of where we can put up barrier to discourage people from crossing the border illegally. It's about 243 miles. That's what's driving this discussion. It's not a made-up magical number of $5.7 billion. It's the wall, where we need it the most and where we need it the quickest. Mm-hmm. That's what's driving this. So this is not something where the president's married to a number. He's married to border security, which is the right thing for the president of the United States to do.
It's not lost on me that you shrewdly ducked my question. Will he take less than 5.7 in a negotiation?
Oh, I wasn't ducking your question. I just wasn't negotiating with you on TV. You know I'd never do that.
But will he, is he prepared to take less than the 5.7? I mean, you were willing to take 2.6 going into Christmas. There was the offer of 2.4. I mean, clearly, he's not hard and fast on that number.
Again, if I don't answer your question, I don't mean to dodge. But let's look at it this way. The president has already gone to the Democrats and say, look, it's not a 2,000-mile sea to shining sea wall. It's not a giant 30-foot concrete barrier that so many Democrats seem to have any difficulty with. He even put DACA and TPS on the table at some point during this process.
All righty, that's all I can play of that. We've got to take a break, and then we're coming back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The date set. President Trump will deliver his State of the Union address Tuesday night, February 5th,
on Capitol Hill. Letters exchanged between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the president. Breaking news out of Houston, Texas, where five police officers shot by a suspect and hurt. The officers shot at a home in the southeast section of the city. The mayor of Houston, Sylvester Turner, and police confirmed the gunman is dead. In other news, nasty cold winter weather across the country, biting cold temperatures, and blizzard-like conditions. Get this, minus 45 to minus 60 in Chicago and much of the upper Midwest. Snow could hit the south as well. Atlanta, ahead of the Super Bowl, could also see snow, and the Northeast also expected to get hit with snow and ice. It is January, after all. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, where they have two locations to serve you. And I'm telling you, if you want a good, high-paying job, in-demand job, listen to this about National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. A lot of you I know that are listening to me right now are working in a dead-end job, and you're just going through the motions until you can find something better to do. Well, here is your chance for the future, a chance for a pay raise, a chance for a promotion, a chance to jumpstart your career and just take off into the wild blue yonder. Because I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. In 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, check them out online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And schedule a tour. Now, post 9/11 vets, your GI Bill is good for you. Previous 9/11 vets, you'll have to check and find out what type of GI Bill vets you've got. If you've used them, you may not have what you think you do, but you still got benefits there to boot, even if it's a low-interest GI loan to get you into the school. And civilians, they have financing plans there for you, too. Now, the best thing about this is you can check them out online at naa.edu, naa.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080 to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Always remember to tell them that. Now, I want you to listen to something here from Jake Tapper, Rick Santorum, Linda Chavez, who were talking to Jake Tapper. This is some important information, and then I'll tell you why I'm leading this into where we're going to go next.
This is, as is always the case with the media, they overblow everything to try to condemn Donald Trump. The reality is Donald Trump did what the media and everybody was asking to do, including Nancy Pelosi, which is give us an opportunity to negotiate and put people back to work. Everybody criticized Donald Trump for not for being recalcitrant, and then they criticized him for actually saying, okay, I'll take your deal. We'll give you a three-week period of time. Now the burden's on you to come forward. When Donald Trump sat in that meeting and said, as he did, I will give you everything you want if you'll give me it, but how much wall funding will you give me? She said, not a penny. So it's up to Nancy Pelosi at this point to say, okay, I'll meet you somewhere. Because if her answer is no money for the wall, I don't care how much you give us, which is what she told the president, then I think we're going to be either back with another shutdown or more likely an emergency declaration.
We can't lose.
Now, the reason I played that is because sitting along the border in a warehouse in California, in a warehouse in Arizona, in a warehouse in New Mexico, and in a warehouse in El Paso, Texas, is, in fact, the George W. Bush wall that was approved and delivered. Some of the trucks that delivered it were my trucks. And I notified the White House that it was there. And they confirmed the fact that it's still sitting there. The military can build this barrier because this would be a barrier. This is all wire. You'd have a double wire structure, twice the thickness of what it is now. And there'd be some metal attached to it as well. So, don't be surprised if you don't hear about this stuff coming out of the storage where it's at and being put along various areas of the border for all to see. And then come the 16th of the month when we can't get together on anything because the Democrats are not going to agree. All they're going to do is agree to disagree. And he declares the state of emergency. You watch and see if we don't get that in use. Now, that's my prediction. We'll see how right or how wrong I am. We'll see. Okay. Now, the Pentagon's Iron Dome by raises questions on U.S. troop protection. Because the Pentagon's decision to acquire Israel's U.S.-funded Iron Dome system to defend American troops is raising questions for military experts about whether or not the missile defense batteries can handle emerging threats from Russia and China. Well, to that I say, so far they have. So far they have. Also, Turkey must withdraw its forces from Syria before the two countries can agree to revive a bilateral security treaty that Russia's pushing for, the state-run Syrian news agency reported. We'll see how that works out. Afghans are mulling trading, worse for bad, and a potential deal with the Taliban. Now, peace talks between the U.S. and the Taliban continue to progress. Then Afghans and Westerners alike will have to come to terms with a group whose societal views and bloody tactics have clashed diametrically with their own for decades. We'll see if they can do that. We'll see if they can do that. Am, an Afghan special operations pilot, is fighting the Taliban both in the air and online. He's inspired by the memory of an American comrade who died in a high-profile insider attack this year. And we'll see how he can make things work. And hello, LJ, how are you? Now, I've got one other little thing here that I want to see if I can get on. Here we go.
When we have leaders who bully and attack and undermine our democratic institutions, that's not our America. When white supremacists march and murder in Charlottesville or massacre innocent worshipers in a Pittsburgh synagogue, that's not our America. When we have children in cages crying for their mothers and fathers, don't you dare call that border security. That's a human rights abuse. Who attack public schools and vilify public school teachers. That is not our America.
That is Kamala Harris. And the reason I played that is because you're going to be hearing a lot about her. And you're also going to be hearing a lot about her boyfriend, Willie Brown, who came out and publicly announced that he and Kamala were an item back in the day. He was 30 years her senior. That doesn't really matter. But two consoling adults, although Willie was married at the time, and he was cheating on his wife, and they were having a good old time. But anyway, that's how Kamala worked her way up the ladder, with the help of Willie. And it doesn't hurt to have the help of the Speaker of the House in California. But anyway, it is what it is. And don't forget that... with everything that goes on here in the radio program, we have a method to our madness. Now, sometimes it might not sound like it is, but we've got Denise Simon coming up here in a few minutes, and she's already been on the line to ask me a couple questions. And you'll hear where we're going with our discussion there when she comes on. Okay, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and in the words of Joe Biden...
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
They got Obama fault. Obama.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
All right, that goes out to LJ tonight, because I know she likes that. That's Merle Haggard, so there you go. Now, let us just jump across the aisle here and tell you about how miserable it is tonight up in the north. Now, we've got a snowstorm across the southern part of the United States, and yeah, I did say snowstorm. It's going to be not very far north of I-10 right now in Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama, and it's going to angle itself up through Alabama, through Birmingham, up 59, across I-20, and then as it gets over there towards Alabama, 59 will take it up into the mountains of Tennessee and North Carolina, and it'll continue to go up north, up into Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, southern Ohio, and it's a winter storm warning, so it's going to be an interesting storm. Oh, boy, and it is so, so cold to the north tonight. I mean, Dave is telling me 50 below zero wind chill factor. But I got Dan on the line in Lafayette, Indiana. And, Dan, how cold is it going to be where you're at?
Well, tomorrow's high is minus 6, and the low is minus 18. And they say with the wind, it'll be wind chill of 43 below.
Wow. Wow.
So, when you're, like I said, when you're operating supercomputers, it's not too bad. But that's about the only bright side I see to it. But by Sunday, we're 53 degrees.
Mm.
So we're taking a dip for a couple of days. So if that's all it is to winter, so be it. But, I mean, right now everything's iced over.
Mm.
Nothing's, you know, you put salt down, you put beet juice down, it just, it doesn't even faze it right now. So
of course not. It's too cold.
Cold.
Mm-hmm.
Why I'm calling, you talked about Kamala Harris.
Yep.
This is one time I can't wait for Hillary to get involved in this and suck the oxygen right out of the room.
She might. People. She might.
If Clinton's still know where all the bodies are buried, she still has a good contact with all the state chairmen. I mean, it's going to look like a sausage factory the more people get into this. They thought ours was bad back in 16 when we had, what, 19 or 20?
Yeah.
You know, they're looking at, like, 40 people.
Right? Oh, no. They got more than that. They got 145.
145.
Democrats that have filed with the FEC, 145.
Well, they're talking Harold Schultz being a third party, but I hope
yes.
They have a fourth, mm-hmm. a fifth, and a sixth party on that side.
They do. 470 people going to run for president filed with the FEC.
Well, it's going to look like a Politburo meeting when they get done.
That's it.
And the more they can do that, the better off they'll be. I don't really find her to be a real attractive candidate. She's kind of mean-spirited.
You think?
You know, the thing, yeah, you know, the thing, I don't understand this. Free education, free health care, somebody's got to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time they want something, they'll say, well, we got to raise taxes on the rich. Education, we got to raise taxes on health care, we got to raise taxes on the rich. You know, you're not going to have any rich people left by the time they're done. We're going to look like the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia. You know, we're all going to be digging ditches somewhere with no money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand their level of maturity or their thinking or their intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kamala Harris, yeah, she's an attractive woman. But when it comes down to policy, I mean, she is so far off the radar screen.
Right.
I don't want us to look like Venezuela.
Well, I'm going to let you go because I got another caller in the line. I want to see what they have to say too.
Okay.
All right.
I'll talk to you later on in the week.
Stay warm, my friend.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. That's Dan the Man up there where it's really cold. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. This is Backgammon Bob from Clearwater.
What's up?
And I wanted to tell you a couple things. I think they're way more important than climate change. And way more important is to have the spread of nuclear weapons and stuff. And a lot of these countries are getting them faster. And another thing which they're not talked about is the hardening of the electrical grid against EMP, both natural and man-made.
No, we've talked about that a lot in the past. Just haven't talked about it in a while.
Right. And another point on the wall is a wall stops people. Sometimes they can come over it. Sometimes they can't get over it. But you can't drive vehicles through a wall, and you can't haul stuff over the wall as easy. And I guess that's about it, really.
Okay. Well, thank you, because Denise is calling in. Thank you very much, Backgammon Bob. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Okay. Now, Denise is on the way in here right now. I'm waiting for the phone to lock up. But what we've got going here is the military is going to be extended on the border longer because they need 15,000. The original point was to hire 15,000 Border Patrol agents and ICE agents just to enforce the laws along the border. Well, they've hired 2,700. So that means we have a shortage of 12,000. Now, that being the case, obviously they're going to be National Guardsmen. They're going to be regular Army. They're going to be military police. They're going to fill in. They're going to back up the officers that are there on the border, because there's just so many people, just so many people that are trying to get into this country by whatever means, that we can't let our guard down. We just absolutely cannot let our guard down. So the House Armed Services Committee plans to shed a light on President Trump's decision to send U.S. troops to the Mexican border in their first hearing at the new Congress this week. And we'll see how that all goes. All right. Right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Terrible situation last night in Houston. The bad guys, I believe two of them were killed. I don't know if there's any more at large or not. I kind of lost track of the story the last couple of hours. But when we came on the air, we mentioned it. What can you do to update it for us?
They were looking for a third. Apparently, there at some point they, I'm kind of with you, I kind of left it and went to bed. But apparently there was a third that was barricaded in this house. They were serving a narcotics warrant. A neighbor had actually called the police at some point and said, we're finished with this in this neighborhood. This is what's going on here. And then the Houston police started investigating for quite some time, watching the house and
mm-hmm.
other people and whatnot. So that's what, you know, caused the whole thing to start with, was because a neighbor provided a tip. And the two police officers, I think there were five shot altogether, at least
yeah.
the initial report.
Yeah.
Two had gone into surgery. They were out of surgery by the time I went to bed. They were doing fine. So none of them are, you know, succumbed to their...
Well, thank God.
So, yes.
But they did get two of the bad guys, and they're looking for a third.
Yes, that was the last I heard. Now, whether that was updated or not, I know that there was a press conference, but... I only got to see a second or two, and then I got interrupted.
Okay, well, I'll try to check it at the top of the hour to see, because I've lost track of the story. It's not, it was right out there as breaking news, and then all of a sudden it went away. For whatever reason, it went away.
Yeah.
Now, I just got done talking about the House Armed Services Committee, which plans to investigate President Donald Trump's decision to send U.S. troops to the Mexican border and keep them down there till at least September, in their first hearing in the new Congress coming up this week. What do you suppose, if you were a fly on a wall in there, you're going to hear?
Well, if I would say that, you know, the Democrats are probably saying, well, if he's got all this going on with the military down there, then he doesn't need a wall.
So. Yeah, well, the problem is we're, what we talked about yesterday, 15,000 Border Patrol agents short. We only were able to get 2,700, so we still need boots on the ground to go after the bad guys. And we got to go, because here comes the music. Stay tuned for the Top of the Hour News, and we'll be right back. We're right after the Top of the Hour News. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.